Paul, bringing Cody in today, just what can you tell us about how you'll use him in his Jet debut today?
So he goes into center, into his natural position. 80% of the game doesn't change team to team, so he knows how to play that. We'll move Roslovic to the wing and Appleton on the left. It's a position that he's played with Roslovic before. So as few of moving parts as we possibly can, and then just let him go play.
Cody walks into the city and your organization last night. Just what's that like for you to get him involved in his first game today?
Well, a real simple message. So there's some things that you have to show on video to the differences between your team and his last team. And then after that, it's just go play. So he meets all the players yesterday, meets the coaches this morning. We try to give him as little as possible. The guy's played an awful lot of games. He doesn't need that kind of help. And then he'll want him to just, I think for him, he just wants that puck to drop, right? There's tremendous number of new faces, new video, big change for him over the last 24, 48 hours. So he needs the puck to drop. He needs to get on the body and needs to get into the thing that he knows most, and that's the game of hockey.
Would Logan come out? Logan come out?
Correct.
Today? And Connor or LB today?
Connor's going to.
Connor's
going. Paul, what was your reaction when Buffalo gave Ralph a chance in the spring, and what's it going to be like now for you to get two shots with him in the next week?
Yeah, real smart hire. He's a good hockey man, and he's a really strong leader. He's got the discipline that comes from maturity when you're building, and what he's doing here, building a young team. He does a nice job of not inundating players with so much detail that they can't function and play. So I think you see that in some of the creativity that you see with Buffalo. And quietly and analytically, they're a better defensive team than people think. They actually don't give up as much as people think. So I think what's going to happen with this group is they get healthy. They get a couple of years of experience like them. You know, we're both really young teams that they'll blossom very quickly.
How interesting is it to you just to know him on a personal level and just know all the things that he's about? Well, outside of hockey?
I've stolen a lot more from him than he stole from me, that's for sure. He's an interesting man. And if you get a chance to sit down and talk hockey with him, it lasts for hours because he's engaging. He has unusual viewpoints, but he's very articulate and he can express, he can communicate exceptionally well. I've enjoyed our relationship very much. I mean, you leave after not just a hockey conversation, but a life conversation energized. He's one of those guys that get you going, get you excited about life. It's been a real find for me as a friend late in your years. You don't run across a lot of new people that impact you. He's had a big impact on the way I look at things.
Paul, just getting back to Eakin, given where this team is at in the playoff hunt, what does a move like that do for this team at this time of year?
Well, we had two areas. One, just the function of the summer that we had in Dustin leaving. We needed help on our blue line. And then Brian Little's season came to an end. Adam Lowry, it's going to end up being 2 months that we've lost, you know, that second and third line center. So the two big holes that we had in our lineup, we addressed it with a certain kind of player. They're not scoring 50. But both DeMello and Eakins know the end of the ice that they play in. They feel responsible for it. They're veteran guys in that idea. So stabilization and we need that right now. We got a bunch of good young players here that can do some things, can score some goals. But that kind of underpinning of your hockey team, the defensive part of your game, the veteran part of your game, those two guys should help us.
Any changes on D or even with the pairings?
Not to start.
Blake and Mark, they don't record a shot yesterday, but Mark obviously assists on Morrissey's goal and leads the rush for the power play goal.
Yeah.
A bit of an aberration there that those two wouldn't.
So, well, yes and no. Right first shift of the game, they had an opportunity to put a puck to the net, and that didn't. Mark, for possession time in the offensive zone, is a very low shot rate. At the same time, the people around him usually get pucks to the net off that. Nicky had a tough day in terms of handling the puck and creating some offense, so I'll expect a bounce-back game for those guys.